Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing good. I cannot complain. Working as always and trying to make it work, you know, trying to make things happen. And that's just how adulting is. But I hope you're doing good wherever you are. If it's your first time joining the podcast or listening to the podcast, welcome. My name is MJ, like I said. And if you've been part of the show for, I don't know how long you've been listening for, but if you like what happens here, do head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJ Omota and buy me a coffee or two or three. We're back with this album review thing, and today we've got a British Ghanaian act, so Ghanaian in the context of the African Album Review Podcast, and his name is Jules.
The latest African album review is
so Jules released his album Sounds of My World on October 8th, 2021 under LOF Collective, and it has 15 songs, which represent a solid 50 minutes, 33 seconds of runtime, and how about this, 27 features, bruh, damn. And of course, Jules himself handled the production as the legend that he is. The project opens up with some serious soulfulness, which really takes you on an escape through the song Close to Me featuring Jamaican star Agent Sasko, Wizkid, and Jael. This is an Afro reggae number that really sets the mood. I mean, man. The reason why I mentioned this song is because openers play such an integral part of setting expectations for the listener. He brought out the big guns for it too. And I mean, any song with Wizkid is gonna be amazing. But those are not the only big guns on the project, so worry not. Before listening to this album, I had heard Love Me featuring Niniola and Wicked featuring Samwise, Kadiata, and Nux as the two singles released in the last couple of months or so, and they took off really well, which was always going to bode well for the ambitions of this album, Sounds of My World. What you do get on Sounds of My World is a mixture of Africa's most vibrant sounds, from north to south, east to west, you get it. The genres are crazy, the vibes are even crazier, and everyone gives a version of themselves to feed into the world Jules is sharing with us. There's an undeniable balance from song to song that only few producers can master on an album that handles some of the world's biggest stars, right? We get Mayra Andrade from Cabo Verde, Jazz Karis from the UK, and plenty of other UK acts actually, Agent Sasko and projects from Jamaica, Xenia Manase, Sauti Sol, Karen from Kenya, Niniola from Nigeria, I think there's Fireboy DML as well, and others. Fellow Ghanaian acts such as Joey B, King Promise, and plenty more. I mean, yo, that is a lineup. And like I said before, 27 features. It's not a joke, man. It is not a joke. Jules needs to be taken very seriously on this thing. He's an absolute beast in managing to produce such class music while handling the star power to blend so many different styles and sounds into one project. It's easy, so easy to botch that up. You don't just get the best of the best and just hope it works, right? You have to have the knack for making the sound even more phenomenal side by side and with different flavors that they bring to the music. Jules definitely studied the entire team and gave each individual feature a chance to shine properly on his own platform as Jules. I commend that. I really commend that. What I would say is Sounds of My World is a project that indeed is one of the most colorful that I've ever come across in music ever. in a multifaceted fashion. Think about the sonics, the genres, the performances, and everything around it. And especially the fact that Jules produced it and managed to find different sounds to fit everybody. 17 tracks, 27 features. Crazy. Jules shares a rich musical network and an understanding of what it takes to make music so good that it can never, ever be ignored. And that's a USP, clearly. You can listen to Sounds of My World in so many different settings. The album is chilled, yet it can pick up pace to get you off your seat. It's mid-tempo enough to be fantastic while doing housework or whatever, chores or driving around. And you're just marveling at the voices, the music, the sonics. It could be the vibe you put in the background on a date with your bae. And it could be so much more. Of the 15 tracks, I could easily pick 10 that could be runaway singles in their own right. Serious bangers, and they're just different. That's scary good, and Jules is nothing less. You want to listen to this project ASAP. Sounds of My World by Jules. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.